we're joined by Giants linebacker John Beeson. And John, 2 days of practice with the Cincinnati Bengals. Give me your overview of how the 2 days went.
Well, first off, I think Cincinnati organization is first class, and they've been very hospitable to us, allowing us to go in their weight room, use their facilities. They came out, competed hard. It was clean. We didn't have any fights, no scuffles. And then all in all, I think we got better. I think both sides got better.
All right. On Tuesday, you guys were in full pads. I could feel a different intensity than you get in a normal training camp practice. How good was it to get as close to a game without having a game?
Well, I think it gives the coaches an opportunity, a second opportunity to evaluate us from a more of a live standpoint. You know, they came out fast. They were aggressive. They had some great players on the offensive side of the ball. And I think we were able to compete with them. I think they will say that we're a tough group. We executed, and you know we finished to the whistle. So I think we got them better, but also we got better as well.
One of the things I thought that was encouraging about the 2 days of practice was the play of the defensive line and the way those guys handled a pretty good offensive line with Cincinnati.
Yeah, you know they were able to make some plays through the air, but a lot of those plays went at sacks. You know, obviously you don't stop the drill. You want the quarterback to go through the process of looking downfield, throwing a ball, but a lot of times our D-line was tagging off and we had opportunities to make sacks. So it was good to see those guys go up there, win the one-on-one battles without us blitzing and, you know, have some success.
One of the things that this team struggled with last year, and obviously with you being injured, it was a big factor, stopping the run. Talk about what it's like to try to develop that mental toughness in stopping runs.
Well, first off, you know, you have that desire to just make the play. You know, we have a new mentality this year, which is do your job plus. So don't just fit up on the block, but get off the block and go make the play as well. You know, guys have been accountable, being where they're supposed to be based on where the play is, and guys have a relentless pursuit to get to the football. And it's been a rapid change for us, but I think it's going to be something that we can lean on and be successful with this year.
How good can this linebacking core be? There's some new pieces in place here with the additions of guys that they brought in.
Well, you know, we're a veteran group, and the talent's through the roof. We have everything we need. We have speed, we have athleticism, we have size. And you know, we have a relentless group. So I think we can be as good as anybody in the league. No one's talking about us right now, but that's a good thing.
All right, when you take a look at this defense with Steve Spagnuolo, it's a learning curve for everybody. He's coming in here with a new philosophy. How much would you say the defense is in at this point?
Ooh, I would say about 85-90%. We have some situational stuff. And then, you know, he's the ultimate schemer. So he's always going to have something in his back pocket. You want to wait until, you know, you cut down to the 53 to get ready for that Dallas opener before you show everything. You know, we'll come out tomorrow night against the Bengals, and it'll probably be very vanilla. We'll run some of our base stuff. And you just want to see guys, you know, go through the process and then see who's just a competitor, who's going to come out, compete, tackle well, and who understands the system. That's what you want to get from the preseason.
Personally, as you play this first preseason game, what does John Beeson want to get out of that game? Because you know you're going to get very limited snaps.
I just want to keep my feet under me. You know, obviously it's like riding a bike. You know, you just want to get back on and start turning. So I just want to go out there and, you know, go through the whole warm-up, the whole process of getting ready for a game, and go out there and try to be productive in a short period just to show that, you know, I still have that quick burst. I can still make a lot of tackles sideline to sideline. And overall, I just want to orchestrate the defense. More than anything, I just want to be perfect at that, getting lined up and getting my team in the perfect position to go out and have a successful play.
Final question. You've accomplished a lot as a player, and coming to the Giants in the trade 2 years ago, really helping the defense become solidified. Being injured last year, does that give you a whole new taste of wanting to compete this year, having it not been able to be available to you?
Yeah, well, you definitely missed the game. You know, every year you're hurt, it's an opportunity gone, an opportunity to compete for a championship. And then you're a year older, and then they start looking at paper and saying, he's 30 years old. Maybe, you know, he's getting a little long in the tooth. But, you know, really, you know, if I'm not playing, I didn't beat on my body. So, you know, I still feel good, you know, getting in football shape at the moment, running around. But, you know, for me, it's all about winning the championship. I'm glad I'm with a great organization who knows how to do it. And I just want to get in, do my part. To help us win a championship. That's it.
Good luck on Friday night, Johnny.
Thanks, Bobby.